J.K. Rowling slams silence of human rights activists over Iran's fight for freedom, "You Don't Give a Damn," by Joshua Klein on January 11, 2026. British author J.K. Rowling accused self-proclaimed human rights defenders of hypocrisy for ignoring Iranian protesters while loudly backing popular activist trends, saying they have revealed themselves and don't give a damn about real oppression. In a viral post Sunday with over 3 million views on X, the Harry Potter author called out activists who have rallied against the West and its allies but remain silent as Iranians rise up against their oppressive regime. "If you claim to support human rights yet can't bring yourself to show solidarity with those fighting for their liberty in Iran, you've revealed yourself," she posted. "You don't give a damn about people being oppressed and brutalized so long as it's being done by the enemies of your enemies." Rowling's post comes as protests rage across Iran, with citizens defying the regime's crackdown to demand basic freedoms. Demonstrations, now entering a third week, have spread to over 180 cities across all 31 provinces, including major hubs like Tehran, Mashhad, Shiraz, Isfahan, Qom, and Ahvaz, echoing previous uprisings with chants against the ruling clerics. Reports cite internet blackouts, widespread arrests, and the use of lethal force by security forces. Despite the brutality, many of the same Western voices who have led campus protests and street marches for Gaza, often under banners like Free Palestine or Ceasefire Now, and who have rallied more recently against U.S. actions in Venezuela or expressed solidarity with the authoritarian Maduro regime, have offered little to no support for Iranians facing down a 47-year Islamist dictatorship. "Where are the solidarity rallies on our streets?" asked journalist Jonathan Haronoff, highlighting the silence. "Where are the Free Palestine activists demanding justice for the Iranian people?" echoed commentator Ali London. Iranian dissidents and human rights advocates have long criticized the pro-Palestinian movement for aligning with Tehran's propaganda and ignoring the regime's role in funding terror proxies like Hamas while suppressing its own population at home. Iranian activist Sana Ebrahimi offered a harsher critique, writing that the Free Palestine movement has consistently aligned itself with the Islamic Republic, a regime Iranians view as their oppressor. "I know you want a free Palestine. But perhaps you should start by wanting to free Iran from the regime financing so much of the tragedy you claim to oppose," wrote economic journalist Mani Bashar said. Last year, Iranian-American dissident Masih Ali Nejad accused pro-Palestinian protest movements in the West of ignoring or downplaying the suffering of Iranians under clerical rule while amplifying narratives that benefit Tehran and its regional allies. The matter also follows warnings from U.S. intelligence last year that Iranian-linked operatives had worked to exploit and fund anti-Israel protests in American cities, raising further questions about the credibility of these movements. Rowling has previously faced backlash for denouncing transgender ideology and highlighting safety concerns in changing rooms, drawing public criticism from Hollywood actors and left-wing activists. Her recent remarks on Iran sharpened scrutiny of activist movements accused of staying silent when abuses are carried out by regimes opposed to the U.S. and Israel. As protests continue inside Iran, growing public criticism is aimed at self-described justice movements now being challenged for what many see as selective outrage, vocal against Western democracies, but quiet in the face of Islamist repression. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.